O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 67. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to May Our God Be Known, Psalm 67, by Wendell Kimbrough. Laid-back guitar and piano provide a steady background for the voice singing text that uses parallel wording to mimic the poetry of the original psalm in a new interpretation.
His grace, may the earth rejoice in his blessing. May our God be known for his love and the smile it shines from his face. May your way be known on the earth so that all the nations will sing and rejoice in knowing the God of peace. Let the nations sing and be glad, for the Lord is coming with justice. Let the nations sing and be glad, for our God is coming with peace. Now let all the ends of the earth fill with holy wonder and joy, for our God is coming to reign as with holy wonder and joy, for our God is coming to reign as King.
Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Why has God's grace come to you? Well, one reason is that you, like Abraham before you, have been blessed in order that you might be a blessing. The grace brought to us is meant to stream out to the nations. And who are the nations? Likely the people that we bump into on a daily basis. As one writer puts it, consider your neighbors. These people all around you are the nations. Maybe they even come from vastly different ethnicities despite living in close proximity. This is a beautiful picture of those God has graced with this psalm. The psalm opens with an echo of the old Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. But the psalm immediately takes an outward shift, bringing not only God's people, but the nations into this blessing. This is who God is. His welcome is to all who would come, and all he requires is faith, that we would humble ourselves enough to receive the saving power he has to offer. And what saving power? Think of how God's love and care have been demonstrated in Jesus. Consider the lengths to which he was willing to go in order to draw the nations to himself. So then let's allow the movement of this psalm to move us. We have been blessed to be a blessing. Let's allow our enjoyment of God to place us on mission, helping others to see the beauty that we have beheld in the face of Jesus. Who do you know that needs to know Jesus? How can you be praying for them? How might you share the blessing that you have received? May we move forward until all the peoples give praise to our God. Let's close now with this prayer from Jonathan Edwards. Almighty God, you are the foundation and fountain of all being and all beauty. From you all is perfectly derived. Upon you all is most absolutely and perfectly dependent. From you and through you and to you is all being and all perfection. Your being and beauty is, as it were, the sum and comprehension of all existence and excellence. Much more than the sun is the fountain and summary comprehension of all light and brightness of the day. To you, O God, be all praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength forever and ever. Amen.